opportunities,
part of the community,
the next idea.
A culture for innovation is a culture with a sense of destiny, a sense of that tomorrow is going to be better than today. That's what the word progress means.
Iceland is one of those countries that tends to not be in the international spotlight. And that changed this week when the so-called Panama Papers were leaked. The 11.5 million leaked financial and legal records showed that a law firm in Panama allegedly set up secret shell companies and offshore accounts to help world power players avoid taxes. The first major casualty of the Panama Papers is the Prime Minister of Iceland, who resigned after the leaks showed that he owned an offshore company with his wife, but had not declared that when he took office. So here's the question. Why are we talking about Iceland on The Next Idea, which explores innovative ideas that could be useful in Michigan? Because our guest today is the director of a documentary film about Iceland being screened this week at the University of Michigan. Eileen Jarrett's film Blueberry Soup looks at a remarkable and radical moment in Icelandic history when the people crowdsourced their way to a new constitution. Eileen is the founder of Wilma's Wish Productions. Welcome, Eileen.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, here we are in Michigan, and you will be screening the film April 13th at the University of Michigan. Why should people in Michigan care about a new constitution in Iceland?
Well, I think that's a million-dollar question. And, you know, this is a question I've been asked throughout making this film. There is something that happened while Iceland was remaking their constitution. They decided, we're going to do this, but we're going to do this with the people. So they elected 25 individuals that were pastors and lawyers and teachers and students and activists and radio hosts. So this really eclectic array of people to try to decide what we need to move forward. And I think in a time of such political unease and so much corruption, so much disgust with the things that are not working, I saw this reflected back home. So I think that there's something that we can take from this. There's this sense of power, the sense of citizenry that Iceland has put forward in this example, and I was very inspired by it.
Spell out the process for us, then. What does it actually mean to crowdsource a brand new constitution? Because it's quite spectacular the way Iceland was able to pull that off.
And it wasn't in their original design, and I agree that it is quite spectacular. So the way that this was arranged is they had the 25 individuals as the central authors.
And no politicians, right?
No politicians. No bankers. That was the mandate. And as they're drafting it, they were putting that draft online live so people could comment. It was a word pad that anybody, no matter where you were coming from, could make comments and suggestions on. And then they were also every day posting on Facebook and Twitter, addressing which issue they were going to be talking about that day, opening it up for comments and really taking those seriously. And that was something I was very surprised about, sitting in their office while they were putting this together and watching them reference someone like Jonas in the West Fjords thinks that we should consider this when we're addressing the rights of children. It was amazing that the way that they were bringing people together and making them feel like this is a very open process. I think transparency was central in this document.
And that is actually a big topic here in Michigan, where a study has rated Michigan 50th in the 50 states in terms of transparency. And at the same time, our state's had some very, very challenging years politically and economically. So what do you think that people in Iceland doing in response to their crises, how could that be replicated here in Michigan? What could we learn?
You know, I think about this question quite a lot. What I think that we could learn from the example that Iceland has put forward in their constitutional reform and now with the successful protests that we've seen over the last week, I think that we can see the power of togetherness. We can see the power of gathering with your neighbors. We can also see how important it is to get a vast array of people to the table to talk about solutions. We're seeing that bringing the same old people, the same old questions to the table time and time again isn't working for us anymore. And I think every country is seeing that happen in their own specific way. So that's one of the ideas that I had, is just making sure that everybody feels that they have a voice and that they have a place in those solutions.
Now, we looked it up and we saw that Iceland has about 300,000 people. And here in Michigan, we're nearly at 10 million. I'm just wondering, wouldn't the size and diversity of most states be a huge barrier to getting everyone to agree on not only a new way of governing, but really any kind of big solution to a big problem?
Yeah, you know, you have a really great point. One of the things that one of the main characters in the film said when we were presenting it at Princeton a couple weeks ago, she said, it's never going to be solution A or solution B, solution A being yours, solution B being mine. It's going to be solution C. So I think that that's something that we'll also see when you're bringing together either 10 people or 10,000 people. There's going to be a third solution that's possible. And when Iceland was putting this together, the entire time there were naysayers, the entire time you heard the same kind of argument of, oh, we're too diverse, we have too many opinions, too many scopes to look at, we'll never come to consensus. So even in that small nation, they were very critical of this ever working.
Now, we know that the crowdsourced constitution was born out of just people's outrage at the banking crisis that brought Iceland to its knees. And the constitution was accepted by the people of Iceland, but then it went to the parliament and it's been stuck there, stalled out since 2013. Do you think this means that crowdsourced model is too pie in the sky, too optimistic?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. What I think about it is that it's kind of in this constitutional purgatory right now. So it's not yes or no. And maybe everything has its timing. And I don't mean to sound too Mary Poppins about it, but there's a possibility that if it went to a vote immediately when it was supposed to go to a vote in Parliament, that it would have been declined. So now with the possibility of a new government coming in that is supportive of this constitution, this might just be the time that this had to happen for Iceland. A lot of people that have looked at what Iceland went through during this time with the constitutional reform see it as this amazing success as an experiment in democracy. So regardless of its outcome, it's already become a success just in its process.
Eileen Jarrett, as you go around and present blueberry soup, as you will be doing coming up soon at the University of Michigan, what do you hear when you talk to people? I mean, is there a hunger for a sense that, gosh, I have a voice and somebody out there is listening to it? Because I think to a lot of people, it seems they're not being listened to.
I think that you are completely right. It taps into this intrinsic sense of citizenry that we all have, but maybe we've never really had a chance to tap into. And so this is a way of representing that. This is an emblem for the possible. And you saw in the Constitutional Assembly in Iceland the really, really eclectic array of people that came together to author this. And nobody was putting them on the stand and saying, well, what right do you have? You know, what background do you have to have a voice here? So when I show this film, I see this awakening happen in people. And it's so exciting. And just in the last 2 years of screening this film throughout the States and into Canada and Europe, we've seen dozens of projects come up. One that's fascinating is there was a gentleman in Gothenburg, Sweden, that saw this. He's now running as the mayor of Rome, using the Icelandic constitutional reform process as his template. There is a group in New Orleans that are looking at rewriting the New Orleans Charter using crowdsourcing. So we're even seeing this come back home. Larry Lessig, who was one of the candidates for the Democratic campaign, was using the Icelandic example in his own candidacy. So people are owning parts of it for their own campaigns, for their own interests. And I think that that's so inspiring that this is this like widespread inspiration.
Well, the next idea is about innovative thinking, and this indeed is innovative thinking on a national scale.
Absolutely. I had no idea that this would work this way, that people would take in this example and really own it like this. I myself was so inspired and feeling really stuck in the way that things were working in our country, and I was hoping that it could be better. And when I heard what was happening in Iceland and started documenting it, it just kind of started to flood my heart a little bit to know that it could be a different way, that we have so many infinite opportunities to participate in our future. And when people are given that chance, they come up with brilliant solutions that they wouldn't have been able to come up with it as individuals, but together we can do something really masterful.
Eileen Jarrett will be screening her film Blueberry Soup April 13th at the University of Michigan. You can also check the film out at its website, blueberrysoupfilm.com. That's blueberrysoupfilm.com. Eileen Jarrett, it was great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.